The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome now to the last feast of the Christmas season, the feast of the baptism of the Lord. Admittedly, the least Christmassy of all the Christmas feasts. You've sung Christmas carols. You've even sung Epiphany carols. I sincerely doubt that anyone has even so much as written a baptism carol, right? Because it just doesn't seem to fit. How does it belong? What is the connection between the birth of Christ and the baptism of Christ? Turns out there's two connections, okay? The first is this. Here's the first time Jesus ever publicly identifies with us as sinners. When Jesus was born into the world, when God became a man, he became one of us, right? But here's the first time he ever publicly identifies with us as sinners. The baptism of Jesus is not the sacrament of baptism. It's a Jewish ceremonial feast, a ceremony of repentance, which is known as mikvah. Still exists. But it would have shocked all those who have seen Jesus step forward to be baptized. It would be almost like as if Jesus stood in line to go to confession. People would say, "What the heck are you doing here?" Right? Because when you see Jesus standing in line to go to confession or coming forward to the baptism, he's publicly identifying himself as being one of us. And that's symbolized in a couple of ways right here in the scriptures. It says that the heavens were opened and the Spirit descended upon him like a dove. It's the only time in the whole Bible that the Holy Spirit is ever likened to a dove. You know why they liken the Holy Spirit to a dove? Because it was a sin offering. Here's Jesus now making himself a sin offering, and he's about to initiate a whole new act of creation. Because if you go back to the book of Genesis, you'll find before the act of creation, God the Father and the Spirit hovering over the waters, and then the Father spoke a word. And with his word, there was light, life, and a whole new act of creation. And now, once again, what do you see here in the Gospel of Mark but the Spirit hovering over the waters? Once again, the Father speaking a word, but now the Word was made flesh. Now the Word is the eternal Word, Jesus Christ, and he's about to initiate a whole new act of creation by identifying with us as sinners. That's just the first one, though. Now, that's somewhat symbolic. The second connection between the birth of Christ and baptism is much more deliberate. When God became a man, he humbled himself to share in our humanity. When we are baptized, we share in Christ's divinity, the whole reason for which he even became a man in the first place. He humbled himself to share in our humanity that we might share in his divinity. Something astonishing happens at baptism. I think a lot of people know that when you're baptized, original sin is washed away. I think a lot of people know that. I think a lot of people know that when you're baptized, you become a member of the church. Not a lot of people know that when you're baptized, you are given God's own divine life. You are given a life that will live forever. It's the most astonishing thing. In the Eastern tradition, they call baptism divinization. God's own divine life is given to you. And you know, everybody knows the date of their birth. Everybody knows their birthday. The older you get, the less you want to know your birthday, right? But do you know the day of your baptism? Look it up. It's the most important thing that's happened to you since you were born. Look it up and, you know, if you would, take a moment to celebrate it, because this is the day that God gave you his life and his mission. Because when you're a member of the church, it's not like being a member of a club. You can lose interest in a club and you can quit. You can get kicked out of a club. But you can never be unbaptized. You are a Christian right down to your soul because God has given you a mission. A mission that now begins with the end of the Christmas season. Tomorrow will begin ordinary time, but the mission continues that God would live in you, that you might live in him, and he will be truly Emmanuel, God with us. Amen.